We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Is there anything you're holding on to more than you're reaching out to God? Is there anything in your life that you spend too much time doing? What is it that you spend more time watching than you do with God? Is there a movie that you would rather see that you put before reading the Word of God? Is there an event that you've spent more money on than you give to the house of the Lord? Do you spend more time at work than you do with God? How many times have you said, "I would go to church, but I worked late"? Have you ever said, "I can't help them because I don't have the time"? There are many things in life that you will have to leave in order to cleave to Jesus. Following Jesus requires a commitment unlike any other. It demands that you and I put nothing before Him. Think about this. God provides you with a job, and afterwards you don't have time for Him because you're working. He blesses you with a new car, but you refuse to give someone who really needs a ride to the grocery store. Are you more committed to the job, the car, or the money than God? Remember, it's not your job, car, or your money, but it's what God has allowed you to steward until He returns. You and I both will have to give an account of what we did with the job, with the car, and with the money He blessed us with. You can't get more until you sow what you have into good ground. If you do so, you will receive a harvest of what you planted, whether it's money, time, clothing, and so much more. In Luke chapter 18, verse 18 through 23, when the rich young ruler approached Jesus to ask about eternal life, the Lord gave him a radical response. "Sell all you possess and give it to the poor, then come and follow me." Faced with this challenge, the young ruler's true commitment was revealed. He wasn't committed to Christ, but he was committed to his money. You must be willing to leave in order to receive what God has for you. In Luke chapter 18, verses 28 through 30, it is written, "Then Peter said, 'See, we have left all and followed you.' So he said to them, 'Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house, parents, or brothers, wife, or children, for the sake of the kingdom, who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life.'" When you consider what you just heard, could the reason you have not received be connected to the fact that you have not left? Stop and consider. Physically, you may have left, but your heart is still there. Leave it and follow Jesus. He said you will receive more in this life and in the age to come, eternal life. Isn't that what you want? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.